Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to game.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are the greatest associates of modern day entertainment. I'm joined here by Big Nelly. I'm joined here by Big Rob. How are you two doing?
Doing fantastic, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, today we're doing something a little bit different because today we have somebody from outside the studio.
Special guest, huh?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Caden from Rhythmic Thoughts. Everybody give him a round of applause for him.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hey, Caden.
It's an honor to be here.
I'm glad to have you, buddy. So,
right.
Nelly over here is going to start you off with some trivia questions.
All right,
Caden, are you ready for these trivia questions?
Yeah.
You have six questions, so good luck. Here we go. All
right.
What president was Richard Nixon? A, 38th, B, 30th, C, 35th, or D, 37th?
I'm going to go with B.
30th?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
I am sure.
That is incorrect. Question two. What year was the band Meshuggah formed? A, 1985, B, 1983, C, 1986, or D, 1980?
1985.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yeah.
That is correct! Question three. When was the first car in America invented? You're one for two right now. You're doing a good job. A, 1900, B, 1895, C, 1893, or D, 1897?
Gonna go with 1900.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Final answer.
That is incorrect. Question four. What year did Indiana become a U.S. state? A, 1820, B, 1817, C, 1814, or D, 1810?
Think it's 1820.
Are you sure this is your final answer? Positive. Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Okay. That is incorrect. It was 1817.
All right.
Question five. Question five. True or false? The first electric guitar in America was made in Memphis, Tennessee.
I'm going to go with false.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yeah.
Caden, that is correct!
Hey, can we go back to the question about Indiana?
I swear it's 1817.
It's not 17, it's 16. It's December 11th, 1816.
Okay, well, apparently fact-checking me, I appreciate that, I guess. Okay, Caden, we're going to give you the point anyway because I was wrong, so hit a woohoo for that.
So now, instead of woohoo, I got the wrong one.
You're good, Big Slammer. So, Caden, you're 3 for 6 now after my big whoopsie there. So, you got a free point. Here we go. Question 6. King Louis the 14th of France ruled France for how many years? A, 72, B, 68, C, 71, or D, 73?
I'm going to go with 68.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Final answer.
That is incorrect. Fun fact, King Louis started ruling when he was 4 years old. But
all right.
He couldn't really rule it for him. So he ruled for 72 years of France.
Yeah.
All right, you went 3 for 6 there, Caden. You did a fantastic job. Everyone give a round of applause for Caden here.
Thank you all.
Max, you there, buddy? Are you there?
I am there. Can you hear me?
Yes, I got you, buddy. So the defending, winner of game, he's undefeated.
He is the champion.
Maxwell Gilley, how are you doing today, Max?
I'm doing good, doing good.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Question 1. What president was George H.W. Bush? A, 44th, B, 42nd, C, 43rd, or D, 41st?
You are trying to be a little smart one. All right, so if Obama was 44, 43 was W, 42 Clinton, 41.
You sure that is your final answer?
That is my final answer.
That is correct!
There we go. That's correct.
Question 2. What year did Tom Cruise get his first lead role in a movie? A, 1983. B, 1985, C, 1982, or D, 1984?
This is an awful question, so I'm just going to guess C.
You sure that is your final answer?
I don't even remember the year, but I'm just going C. I'm shooting in the dark.
You just have a feeling?
Yes.
That is incorrect.
Oh,
1983. You were 1 year off, my friend.
To all of you Tom Cruise's out there, I don't apologize.
Fun fact, I just saw Top Gun Maverick for my 4th time yesterday at the movie theater.
I haven't seen it at all.
Before your next question, I would like to say I would like to apologize for not mentioning our beloved Maxwell Redemption Gilley at the beginning of the show. Also, Caden, you're still here, right?
Yes, I am still here.
Gotcha. We'll get back to you next segment. Stay in the call.
Question 3. At what track did Jeff Gordon win his first NASCAR Cup Series race? Ooh. A, Bristol Motor Speedway. B, Charlotte Motor Speedway. C, North Wilkesboro. Or D, Darlington Raceway?
Okay. I don't think it was North Wilkesboro. I know he was there, but I don't think that's the first one. And Charlotte's always... It'd be shocking if he won Charlotte the first time, so I'm going to go with D, Darlington.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
I'm always sure, and if I'm not sure, then it's your fault.
We do take wrong answers here.
Most of the time, it's only the wrong answers we take.
Maxwell Gilley, that is incorrect. It was Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Oh, congratulations. You can tell that he was going to be a talented driver.
So, Max, you're 1 for 3 right now, buddy. One for three. What's going on, champ?
I don't know. I'm just not doing well, I guess. I know I'm bringing great shame to you guys, obviously.
The champ.
Is this the day?
Is this the upset? Caden upsets Maxwell Gilley?
Is this the day Maxwell Redemption gives up his crown?
It'd be really funny if someone who wasn't a part of the station was the one who ended up beating
me. Yeah, that'd be so funny. All right, are you ready?
Sure.
Question 4. When were the big boy steam locomotives produced?
The big boy steam.
A, 1939 to 1942, B, 1938 to 1941, C, 1941 to 1944, or D, 1942 to 1945?
Why would I know this? I said I liked trains when I was 4. That doesn't mean that I remember, so I'm going to
Hey, man, you're the guy that was like, we need more, variety in this question. Just can't, be doing things that everyone likes. So.
I got you. I'm guessing C.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
I'm always sure, and when I'm not, it's your fault.
It's your fault.
Maxwell Gilley, my friend, that is correct!
50%, boys. Let's go.
So, Max, you are 2 for 4 right now, buddy. Wait, 2 for... No, yes. two for four right now.
Trying to screw me over, I see.
All right, are you ready, champ? Ever. Are you ready for this?
I'm always ready.
Question 5. What is Def Leppard's number 1 hit? A, Pour Some Sugar on Me. B, Photograph. C, Animal. Or Love Bites.
I know them more for A, but I feel like that's going to be a trick, but I'm just going to go with my gut and say A.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Well, yes, and I swear if it's photograph, I'm going to say I think of Nickelback more.
Maxwell Gilley, that is incorrect. It was not photograph or Pour Some Sugar on Me. It was Love Bites, actually.
People actually talk about Love Bites that much?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why does love bite?
I don't know, man.
Love is evil.
Love is evil.
Love is a vampire, actually.
True.
Question six. Max, you're kind of not doing so hot right now. 2 for 5.
Thanks
can Caden
for
get the,
me.
You're welcome. Could Caden get the upset here?
Do I get
ladies
an extra
and
point when you do math wrong?
Yes, you do.
There we go.
Question six. How many years did Otto von Bismarck serve as Chancellor of Germany? A, 19 years. B, 21 years. C, 20 years. Or D, 18 years?
Yes, I love when I have my conversations with all of my friends about how long Otto von what's-his-name was in charge of Germany.
Bismarck.
Oh, a donut. Nice.
Donut.
Or North Dakota, whichever you choose. I think that it's going to be 19.
Are you sure that is your final answer?
Yes. I don't think you made it to drinking age.
Maxwell Gilley, my friend, that is correct. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going into a tiebreaker for trivia. Here we go. Are you guys ready for the tiebreaker question?
All right.
Yes.
Who was the 11th president of the United States? A, James Polk. B, John Tyler. C, William Henry Harrison. Or D, Millard Fillmore?
I think that it is A.
Caden?
I think that it is James Polk.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you both are correct.
What can you do in the situation?
I don't know, man. I got to ask another one. I apparently got to ask another one. I didn't prepare for this.
We're too smart. Can't you tell?
Here we go.
Us being at 500.
Well, I'm kind of overprepared, so we can just do one of my questions earlier.
Do some of Rob's stuff, and we'll go back to the trivia finale.
But no, we can just no. Like I have a whole lot that we can do, so we can just use one of mine.
Oh, just tiebreaker. You want to hit? I was going to do a trivia question, but I mean, we could, you know, or we could just come back to mine, just or we could go right into The Price Is Right. What do you guys think?
You can't say that, man.
Oh shoot! How much is it really worth?
Yeah,
wow,
we're not
trying to get a suit.
We are not The Price Is Right.
Sued here.
How much is it really? Are you guys ready? Are you guys ready for this tie? Well, we're going to go in a double tiebreaker here. Okay, here we go. It's going to be the hardest question of the day. All right, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
So Winston Churchill was prime minister, okay? He was the prime minister of England, and here we go. He served twice, but you guys have to guess the years. And I'm just going to say A, B, C, or D here. A is going to have, you know, his first term and also his second term he served. Okay, so you guys are going to listen closely here. Okay, A, 1939 to 1943, and then his second term was 1950 to 1956. Okay, remember that. B is 1940 to 1945, and his second term was 1951 to 1955. Okay, here we go. C, 1938 to 1943, and then his second term was 1953 to 1957. Or D, it is 1943 to 1947, and then his second term was 1955 to 1960.
B.
Caden, what do you think here?
I'm thinking it's also B, honestly.
You guys are both correct here.
What are we doing?
I had a feeling it was going to be through World War II.
Both of you tell me a joke, and we'll
We're
do it that way.
We're not doing that again.
All right.
That's all we have at this point.
That's all we have at this point because like, we
this
can't go and keep going into break.
Right. Who's going to know that? No, we got to have something that, you know, would...
Why don't we just keep points and go to the next segment, and then whoever has the most points at the
yeah,
end
they
of the
could
game.
Just be
okay,
on, yeah,
one half
just,
point
yeah.
each. You know one what? Half point each.
No, so we're up to five each
so
right
they,
now.
So they each are on, they're each tied. So how? So we're going to do how much should each segment be. So the next segment we'll do, if you win that, you have like...
No, how many questions you ask, how many we get right, that's how many points we
All
right, get.
Sweet, we'll do that.
So
thanks,
we're up to
Max.
Five right now.
Thank there you, Max, go. For that. Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, trivia ends with a double tie. So, each Caden and Maxwell Gilly have 5 points each, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, this has never happened in the history of game. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, guys, how are you guys feeling about this?
We're here.
I'm feeling.
Big Rob, Big Slammer, how do you feel about the everyone having being tied right now? It's like the first time it's ever happened. Maxwell Gilly has competition.
Honestly, I have no idea.
Honestly, I just kind of don't like the scoring system.
All right, here we go. We're gonna go right into how much is it really worth? A Big Slammer has a instructional tape that you two need to listen really well to, or you will fail miserably. Big Slammer, hit it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Games How Much Is It Really Worth section, hosted by me, Big Slammer. This section isn't easy to understand as a beginner, so this tape is solely made for the purpose of getting you up to speed. And all it takes are these three steps. Step 1. I showed you an image of an article that looks cheap and may be expensive, or vice versa. Looks expensive is cheap. Step 2. Guess. You, as a contestant, are to give me an answer, but are only allowed 2 tries. Unless you're a superhuman, you won't be able to get the price of these articles correct in the first try, so that's why you're only allowed 2 different answers. Hits will be given depending on where you are from the correct answer. Above the price would mean you have to name a price lower, and below the price would mean you have to name a price higher. Straightforward, right? Step 3. Whichever of the 2 contestants is closest to the prize wins 1 of 5 questions total. If both contestants, for whatever reason, both get close to answers, a tiebreaker question will be provided one way or another. Thank you for listening to this instructional tape. You may continue.
Viewing of this tape is prohibited. To start immediately, viewing of this tape is prohibited.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Caden, you still here? All right. I'll take that as a yes. So Let me get my images. Caden, I already sent you personally the images that you're supposed to look at. I made sure all of them are in correct order. And we have a single tiebreaker for this in the case that we end up having another tie.
We need to plan for more ties.
Yeah, we have to
we
plan,
to
for,
plan
more ties.
For more ties.
Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize.
For up to
I
8 ties.
I literally, last time I even put a tiebreaker question. This time I put a tiebreaker question. We have a double tie. Like, what? What is going on?
We're very
we're
smart.
We're just having...
You guys are geniuses.
We'll just, we'll just make 8 tie questions from now on.
Yeah, seriously.
Or just make the same amount of
same
tiebreaker
amount of tiebreaker
questions.
For... Yeah, I'll do that next
All right.
time.
So, we start off with the first article. It is Yamaha Baby Grand Piano G1, 5'3", ribbon mahogany. Now, Miguelelli, if you'd like to show this image over to Max over on the window.
Very nice. Very nice.
I just want to ask, why does Yamaha make everything?
Okay, so it is a big-looking piano. It is brown for the listening audience. I am going to guess, because it looks like it's made out of wood, not fake wood, and that means it's expensive. I'm going to guess 500.
All right, 500. All right, so 500 is your first guess. Could you give me something higher if you could?
Higher. All right. I don't think we're going to get all the way up to 750. Well, I mean, not 1,000, so I'm guessing 750.
All right, 750. All right, that is good. That is great.
All right, before we move on to the next person's guess, I just want to share something real quick.
Go on.
So you know how someone called us the Price is Right?
Yes.
Well, my bus driver's mother went on the Price is Right and won a baby grand piano.
Wow, that's incredible. That's
incredible.
Awesome.
That is incredible coincidence.
Rob, bring it up for Rob for that for amazing story.
Fascinating.
All right, so 750 is Maxwell's final guess. Now, Caden, what would your first guess here be?
I would say somewhere in the ballpark of 650.
650. 650. That is good. That is great. Could you name me something higher, if you could?
850.
850. All right. So, by the looks of it, it seems that neither Max or Caden are close to the correct prize of this article. The correct prize is actually $12,490.
Wow.
Very expensive piano, I am aware.
It is called a grand piano, so.
And it's also like a 1920s piano, so.
You could have been more specific.
If you would have said the age of the piano.
They would have probably guessed. It's okay, Big Simon. We take wrong answers here.
What do you mean we take wrong answers?
You messed up.
I'm the contestant. I'm not the contestant. I'm the host!
We also take wrong questions.
All right. I guess we do ask the wrong
failed history and failed questions.
Yeah, I failed history, ladies and gentlemen.
It's okay, buddy. It's okay.
All right.
I passed history with a B minus.
All right, so here we go. Are we ready for our next article?
All righty.
All right. Article number two, Diamond Products CC8574DD Writer Saw. It is a writer saw.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
To Maxwell Gilly.
What
right
the?
See what this is. What in God's name is that? It has an umbrella. It has, like... What is all... I'm trying to describe it for the audience, and I can't even do that.
Let me try. This thing looks like... Okay, so you have a umbrella. It looks like a slicer, like for pizza. And, you know, and it also looks like you have, like, you know... Like, I don't even know.
It's like a lawnmower.
It looks like a razor.
It's a writer saw.
Like, what is
looks
this?
It's more like a miter saw.
It looks
saw.
Like you have, like, a like.
Nah,
if you're doing,
a miter
if you go to Planet
like,
Fitness
you
and
down.
You have, like, one, yeah. You know those things at Planet Fitness?
It kind of looks like a chop
saw. Yeah, and you have, like, one of those machines. That's what it looks like.
You sit on the saw?
No, not on the saw. Obviously, just to kill you, but...
Okay, this is going to be expensive because it's heavy machinery. It looks rather large. I'm going to guess, and watch me get horribly wrong with this again, but we're going to start the bidding at
$10,000. $10,000. All right.
Wow.
That is an incredible guess.
Machinery is expensive.
However, I do need you to go higher.
I swear, if this is, I'm going to guess like... 20,000 and it's going to be like 100,000.
I recommend you don't do that. Come on. Give me your best answer.
Fine.
Hey,
we're
going
to find
$1 million.
Oh yeah, we're going to do
$12.7
no.
billion.
We're going to finish at 1350. So wait. 13,500. There we go.
13,500.
There we go.
All right, you saved yourself. Wait. Was that 10,000 last time?
Yeah, you said got to go higher. You told him to go higher.
What is wrong with you? Anyways,
are you trying to screw me over? Is this your way?
I am not. I am not trying to screw anybody over. This is not like last time. Okay, I put a put a screw related question last time on purpose, and I didn't give you the right answer. Okay. All right. So, Caden, it is your turn now. What would you guess be here?
$90,000.
$90,000. Jeez. All right. That is a good. That is a good guess. All right. Could you name me something a tad bit higher? Actually, a tad bit higher.
$95,000.
You're right. Over here telling me don't guess $20,000. What the heck, bro?
I think he was
20. When I said don't guess $20,000, I'm gonna like go a little higher. But I should have clarified that. I am. I'm sorry.
You're screwing him over again, man.
I mean, I was thinking a little bit higher than 20,000. All right, so
Maxwell started with 10,000, and he gave us 13,500 as the final guess. Caden gave us 90,000, and we went up to $95,000. So by about $8,000 off, Caden is actually winner of this second article.
Good job, Caden.
It's 6'5". My desired height.
The correct
height.
Answer is 103,466.
I'm so sorry, Max. As a host, I'm terribly sorry for
all right,
your luck.
The score is 6-5, Caden to Max.
So, all right.
Yep.
All right. So we go into the third article. Eight foot three. Hang on. Look at this, right? 8.3.
Yeah,
okay. All right, so 8'3" Eiffel Tower replica from durable metal.
Oh, why? How do you even figure out all this stuff?
Hey, that's really cool, actually.
I would
that's
just
really
not
cool.
have it in my house.
I just don't know if I'd have it in my house.
I would have that in my house.
Okay, I'm not a big Eiffel Tower kind of guy, but it is a relatively big one. And you said it's made out of metal, right?
Yep. The thing that rusts.
All right, then. So it's going to be metal. Looks like it's going to probably be hard to make. 2,000.
Okay, so we're starting off at 2,000.
Metal's expensive, so it's probably way off.
So what would your higher answer be in this case? Or second answer be in this case? You can go higher, you can go lower.
All right, then. So I don't think it's 2,000. Jesus.
Now you don't think
lots.
It's 2,000, huh?
No, I'm going to go higher because
right,
it's
higher,
always
higher.
Higher, and I'm still going to manage to be wrong. So we're just going to go 5,000. There we go.
Jesus. All right. So you went up to 5,000.
I can't wait till this is $500.
Caden, your first guess, buddy.
I'm going to go with something a lot lower. I'm going to guess 100, just a single $100.
Just $100?
That'd be a steal.
Honestly, that would be a steal. I'd buy that for sure.
All right, so first answer, 100. Caden, could you name me something higher?
Ooh, I'm just going to guess 400.
400. All right, so 400. That is a good guess.
I don't know, man. I don't think I can trust the Eiffel Tower, man. It's got shifty eyes.
We know how you feel about the French, Rob. Anyways,
what?
Anyways, so Maxwell started us off with $2,000 and went up to $5,000, and Caden gave us 100 and we went up to wait, was it? What was your second answer?
500.
Right. 500. So you said $5,000, so by about $2,500 off, like down, like because the price is down. Max, you got this, buddy.
Yeah, Max. You got a
hey, Max actually won one. It's tied again, 6-6. Also, one of my desired heights.
Just hope for the best, because this hasn't ended yet. All right.
One of my desired heights,
Max, dude. Max is like he has the eye of the tiger like in his like he has headphones on and he's playing it right now. He can't stop him, dude. He's just unstoppable.
Eye of the tiger.
All right,
exactly.
So
I'm just always getting the first one and missing the next one. So we're always 500.
Okay. Now we're up into the fourth article of the day. It is oversized triangle sunglasses, fashion men's
that's what
women
they are?
Outdoor
thought
shade glasses.
I thought it was
already
two hang gliders.
Expensive just because it's women's sunglasses.
I thought it was hang gliders.
Sunglasses are stupid expensive, and it's probably now it depends on the brand.
This looks like you know the I got a pea apple. That's what the
I got a.
I have a.
I got a pen.
I got
an apple.
I have not heard
apple
of this
pen.
In six
apple
years.
Pen. That's
my
what,
God.
That's what. This, that glasses look like. Max, look.
I have a pineapple.
Oh, it's those weird
pineapple
glasses. Yeah, it looks like it's two.
I have an
triangles.
Apple pen.
You are right.
I have a pineapple pen.
This is going to be really cheap
pen.
And like $20. That's the first guess.
$20?
Well, I don't know if it's like a luxury brand, if it's just practice, like plastic glasses.
Give him a hint. You should just give him a hint. Give him a hint. Because
give what hint?
Jesus. He's asking if it's luxury or it's a...
like knockoff
brand
Walmart that you'll find.
Brand or something like that.
I just found it.
What?
I don't know. I just found it.
Okay. Well,
still, I kind of think those sunglasses look like hang gliders.
They do. You are correct.
I'd wear them.
I wouldn't.
Anyways, what would your first guess be?
So since I don't know, sunglasses are usually like expensive ones are dumb and like 50, so we'll start there.
All right, so $50.
If you pay more than 25, though, you are making a mistake.
Could you name me something lower?
25.
All right, so 25 is your lowest answer.
This is going to be like $5.
Caden, what would your guess be here?
$2.
All right, $2. Could you name me something a tiny bit lower? I mean, higher.
I was about to say, bud.
If it was lower... I mean, I'm pretty sure
$5.
He would have that in the bag.
$5?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so $5. Okay, Max will start us off with what?
So 50 to 25.
All right, yeah. So we started at 50, and we went down all the way to...
25.
So literally just the half of it. So... All right, so Caden went from $2 up to $5, and I gotta say, by $2 off, Caden actually got the price correct.
So it was the Walmart sunglasses.
What the heck, bud? Correct answer was $8.
Look at Max's face.
I wish I was there right now. So like,
now it is 7-6.
Bring your friend onto the show just to get me out. I'm
evil
out.
Face.
It is now 7-6. I would still desire to be this height, but it's now getting a bit.
I do
a bit
like
too
this
much.
Points thing. I do like the points, honestly. I really do.
I don't like these points.
I do like it.
I feel like it should be based off of.
They couldn't
how
do it
many,
because
how many segments there are.
Well, I do like that, but with the tiebreaker thing, we think we should just go the
just
point
award
segment.
Them both half a point.
No.
All right. So, article number 5 and the last, because from the looks of it, I don't think we are going to have a tiebreaker question for this one. So, article number 5. Fred O...
Max, that's funny.
Fred O'Vision retro TV alarm clock and mood light with remote.
That's an extra $50 just by the name.
just for the mood light, it's an extra $5 billion.
There we go.
This looks like... I don't know.
I used to have an obsession with alarm clocks of different shapes, and this one was absolutely
it
the one that set
like,
it out.
It looks like a lunchbox.
I remember back when I was 7, I wanted one of these.
Lunchbox. That's what it looks like, a lunchbox.
So, if you watched the Disney Plus show Loki, it looks a little bit like the TV almost that they had in there, because the retro TV, it's red, it has a bit of a bubbled out screen on the top.
Has a handle like a lunchbox.
Yes, it does. So, because it's an electronic, we're going to start at
$50. $50, all right, good guess. Could you name me something lower?
Okay, good, so it's not something dumb. I'm going to get off again, so we're going to guess 35 now. I still think it's going to be
35.
Expensive because alarm clocks aren't cheap.
$35 is his second answer, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Caden, I would like to ask you the same. What is your first guess in this situation?
I'm thinking 25.
25. Good. Great. Could you name me something higher than that?
30.
All right, so we got 30.
30 and 35.
And 35 for final answers. Now, I should say that by... Hang on. I think... by about $4.50 off, Max actually got the price of this one correct.
That's a tie. Guys, it's a tie.
7-7.
Yeah, it's a tie.
7-7, that's a tie.
Doomed. Just go on the next segment?
Going to the next segment,
we
see what happens.
We have all right. to. 7-7.
So we have Radio Duel right now. So I'm going to ask both of you to hold up. Well, not hold up. I'm holding up a number. It's either 1 or 2. I need both of you to guess what the number is. Kaden, you first. What do you think the number is? What?
2.
2.
2.
I'm going to go 1 then.
All right. It is 2.
Oh, jeez. This is how you get me. And hosts are against me.
It's just because we don't have buzzers for you guys to hit.
We need to get buzzers.
We need buzzers.
I think buzzers would be cool. All
right. So, name something associated with vampires.
Who's going first?
Caden.
Blood.
Blood? Okay. Max?
Okay. Blood's a really good one. Ah, jeez. Bat.
All right. Caden wins this one with blood being guessed more than bat.
What's the number? Just because this is similar to the show, which we cannot say.
About certain
families and their feuding with each other.
Yes,
you're not even
survey.
The number one answer was Twilight.
That is garbage.
So can't get this.
Blood was number 2, and bat was number 4.
What was number 3?
Number 3 was garlic.
Oh wow, I was gonna be
garlic?
Guessing wooden
so
steak.
Keen. I'm stupid. Okay.
He's leading by 1 now.
He's got the point. All
so
right.
Caden leads 8-7.
Name something in a bakery a baker might call his wife. Caden, you first.
Josh just died on air. Caden, you good?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Just laughing.
Name something in a bakery a baker might call his wife.
All right.
This is funny.
Sugar.
All right. All right.
That's a good one.
That is a really good. Hey, we'll get a round of applause again with that guess.
I was just going to guess honey because they're going to be like, oh, hey, that's the new
one. Honey was the number one answer.
Max tied it up. Max tied it up.
We're tied again.
Welcome, America. We got like 5 minutes.
We're tied again.
Number 2 was oven. 3 was sweet or sweetie.
We're tied.
4 was cupcake. 5 was muffin. 6 was sugar.
You have any more, Rob?
All right. Name something in a person's closet that only comes out on special occasions.
We're actually removing one of the answers here.
Yes.
Because we cannot say it on live radio.
What? You guys going to guess?
I
have a guess.
Can you
clothing.
Go?
Name, no, something in a person's closet that only comes out on special occasions.
A suit.
Darn it.
All right. What are you thinking?
That was going to be mine. Okay. I'll just say a dress, and let's see if there were more women or men in the audience that day.
All right. So, number one answer was a tux or a suit.
Darn it.
Number 2 was dress.
So, Caden got it.
So, Caden got the point.
9-8. All right.
This is crazy.
This is the closest game we've ever had. 5. Pun intended.
If you could go to the Land of Oz, what would you ask the wizard for? By the way, I said 5. This is actually number 4.
All right.
Money.
That's a good point. Jeez. I'm just always thinking more wishes, but that's not a good answer, so we have to figure out something else. I watched The Wizard of Oz.
Good job, Max.
Let's see. I'm just going to say, because the one person wanted courage, let's just guess that.
Hey, Max is guessing courage.
Because that's
courage?
What
yes.
The lion wanted. So I don't know if people are going to base it off that.
Well,
selfish interest. It's probably going to be money.
Money was the number one answer.
I don't know. All right, so
courage was nowhere on the board.
I didn't think so. I just had to
although
think
there
of something
was
quick.
There was a brain and a heart.
Oh yeah, because of the, you know, the Tin Man and the
Scarecrow,
yeah.
And then there number 4 courage. Was a hot bod. 5, peace
yes,
on earth.
I'm going to go ask for that on the air, obviously. Already radio 6, listeners.
6 was love.
Is
7 was
love?
Happiness. And 8 was magic power or to fly.
The fly, not to be confused with on the fly.
Every Thursday.
Pyramid, the same of Pyramid. Maxwell Gillet.
Let's see, that's...
He's up by 2.
10-8,
yeah,
Caden lead.
10-8. We have a new winner.
So we have a new winner.
We have
oh
a new upset winner. Maxwell
oh
Gillet has been
it's
thrown off the board for game. Caden has beaten Max. Wow!
It's a formality. We still have to do the last question.
Oh, wait, what?
The last question?
Yeah,
I only
did 4 of them.
Didn't you get to the 5th?
I haven't gotten to the
5th
yet.
Why did I do that?
Oh, we didn't do
why
it.
Did I do that?
But still, there's no way for Max to win. All
right, we'll do it.
Max,
just go to the next one.
Max already lost, but as a formality, we still have to do the last question.
I want to try and just screw this one up one more time.
Name something you might see Okay, let me restart that. Name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game.
Oh,
fast food chain.
Food, okay.
Fast food?
I'll just take food in general.
Okay, just food in general? Okay, cool. Good guess.
Okay. Because all I can think of is stuff that they won't do, because there's always those, like, medical products and lawsuits, and I don't think it's going to be that. You got to remember, it's old people, so it's going to be for car dealership.
All right. Number one answer was the Ram 2500 slash
Are
car
you
slash
serious
truck.
Right now?
Max gets the number one answer on the last question, which awards him
one
a loss.
A loss, yeah. And
restaurants was number 4. Number 2 was baseball equipment slash jerseys. 3 was baseball game slash tickets.
Hey, we're on the game show. You know, game.
Number 5 was medication. And number 6 was a certain beverage that people under 21 are not allowed to partake in. That starts with a B.
Thank you for that, Rob.
Unless it's root beer.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a new winner for game. Caden has upset the reigning champion, Maxwell Gillet. Max, how do you feel right now?
I am going to launch a lawsuit on this show.
Shout out to Caden.
Fantastic job. Caden, how do you feel right now for beating Max, who's won this show like 4 times in a row?
I'm surprised.
And
I was not expecting this.
We had how many tiebreakers? So many.
Will you be coming back?
Will Caden be back on? We gotta have Caden back on.
The next episode.
Have Caden back on for our next episode. Yeah.
And I think we're gonna have Owen Pulley. We'll go against Owen Pulley for the next episode. So.
Max's first victim. Going against Caden, the champion.
All right. So let's all give a round of applause for Caden. Again, he is the winner. They are the winner after all.
And that's all for game,
that's
folks.
All for game.
Hit the outro, Sam.
I can't hit the outro yet gotta forget our self-promotion
time. Yeah.
All right.
You got something to start?
And I got some, too. My new album, Atmos, releases this Christmas.
Yes!
And pre-save links will be available very shortly.
Does it include a cover of Last Christmas?
No, I wish it did.
Max, you got anything to shout out?
Just listen to the station, because I'll probably be on there.
That's good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope everyone has a fantastic day. Remember, this is a game with Big Slammer, Big Rob, Big Nelly. Hope everyone has a fantastic day. This is Indy's Giant 90.9, your station for variety. Cue the outro, Sam.
Good night, Indianapolis.
Hit it.